just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham.
What is freedom? How do we define freedom? No attachment. Happiness is freedom. No worry is freedom. Nothing holding back. Tension free. What is it that binds us? What is it that is keeping us caged, chained? What else? Who is it? What is it that keeps us bound? Is it something from outside or our own internal complex emotions, sanskars? Everybody seeks freedom. Everybody wants freedom. And yet, we remain bound. Political independence is the weakest freedom. The greatest freedom is freedom from your own mind, from your own complex emotions, from your own hazy past, freedom from future imaginary worries, sanskars. When Fyodor Dostoevsky, he was one of the greatest Russian novelists, a thinker, a philosopher. He is considered to be a literary genius in the world history of literature. He is the brightest star, one of the brightest stars. In one of his books, in one of his novels, he describes his experience when he was imprisoned. He says, I have realized that others, even though they put me behind the bars, they can only keep my body chained. My mind is yet free. And I come to the conclusion that nobody can imprison you. It is our own internal limitations. Even though I am in prison, but I can now say that I am still free. Whether I am inside the prison or outside the prison, I am free. So freedom and bondage begins in the mind. Mind is the source of everything. Every soul wants to become free. Every man wants to become free. Every woman wants to become free. If you look at Indian tradition, woman is kept bound, dependent on others. In childhood, she is dependent on father, brother, then husband, then son. But there is an internal desire always to become free. Why we love freedom so much? What is there so much in, what ingredients are in freedom that everybody wants to become free? It's our innate nature, deep within our souls. We crave for that freedom, that independence. We don't love bondages, any chains, nothing. We just want to become free like a bird. And then society has imposed so many restrictions, bondages upon us. There are so many festivals. The real meaning of those festivals is lost. And Baba comes and redefines the meanings of festival. This is a divine message of 12th July. Yesterday, it's a different message. 12th July 2012. Baba is meeting with teachers. He calls them Guru Bhai. A lot of upliftment which is done for women. But what Baba has done for women is entirely different. The women were always kept in bondage, suppressed. Baba has made them leaders of the world. Not just leaders, but freed them from all the bondages. Also taught them to give the same glimpse of freedom to the world. So, there are many things here. Baba said, all the teachers, sisters who came, Gulzar Zadi is taking messages about sisters, teachers, and Baba is entertaining them. Aaj bachiyon ko vatan mein sair karate hai. Aisa kehte Baba ne sankalp dwara sabko vatan mein emerge kiya aur sab ardha chandrama ke roop mein, sneh roop mein emerge ho gaye. Thought has a power to emerge. If you think of something or somebody, that thing can come in front of you. This is the power which we have to develop. Think, and the person comes in front of you. Otherwise, it is difficult to give message. Or whenever we try to discuss anything, the result is fight. Husband and wife, they try to discuss, to resolve some conflict. But the result is further confusion and further fight. So Baba is teaching divine telepathy. Emerge the soul, just as I do, you can also do. Emerge and talk with that soul. And don't think that you talked once and the result would be there. It will take a lot of practice. Because there are so many barriers between two souls. Ego, body consciousness, past happening events. But you can emerge. So Baba ne sankalp dwara sabko vatan mein emerge kiya with thought. Sankalp has a lot of power, resolution. You think of somebody, somebody is in front of you. This process actually happens unconsciously throughout the day. But you can make it happen consciously. Baba ek bachche ko bahut sundar drishti de rahe the. Sabhi sneh mein samaye hue the. So you can emerge them and give them powerful drishti, pure drishti. Kuch samay baad Baba bole, bachche, बाप के पास बच्ची आई है तो क्या सौगात देंगे? मैं बोली जो बाबा दे। इतने में देखा बाबा का कहना और एक ट्रे में बहुत सुंदर चमकती हुई राखियाँ थी। सो बाबा क्या नीमो अर्ज एनी थिंग सो ट्रे केम एंड देयर वर लॉट ऑफ राखीज ऑन दैट ट्रे। सो यू कैन ऑल्सो थिंक ऑफ एनी थिंग एंड दैट थिंग विल कम मटेरियलाइज। यू नो दिस इज वन ऑफ द साइकिक एबिलिटीज स्पिरिचुअल पावर्स। अ योगी डेवलप सिद्धीज। द वे यू प्रोग्रेस इन द स्पिरिचुअल पाथ यू डेवलप सिद्धीज। यू वॉन्ट यू थिंक ऑफ समथिंग एंड दैट थिंग कम्स ऑन योर हैंड इन योर हैंड मटेरियलाइज। इफ यू वॉन्ट टू गेट डिसअपियर एंड बिकम इनविजिबल यू कैन मटेरियलाइज एंड डीमटेरियलाइज। सो यू कैन बिकम इनविजिबल यू कैन थिंक ऑफ समथिंग एंड दैट थिंग कम्स इन फ्रंट ऑफ यू। यू गिव समबडी दृष्टि एंड द थॉट्स एंड द संस्कार्स एंड एवरीथिंग ऑफ दैट पर्सन कैन चेंज बाय लोकेशन। यू कैन रिमेन प्रेजेंट एट द सेम टाइम एट टू डिफरेंट प्लेसेस। सो दीज वेर ऑल शोन टू बी सिद्धीज। हर एक राखी में भिन्न भिन्न रंग के हीरे चमक रहे थे। नाउ ही है राखी इज देयर एंड देयर आर लॉट ऑफ डायमंड्स। सो एनीथिंग इज पॉसिबल पॉसिबल इम्पॉसिबल इज पॉसिबल इन द सटल वर्ल्ड। सो यू कैन ऑल्सो मेक थिंग्स पॉसिबल। एक्चुअली द लिमिटेशन इज ओनली इन द माइंड। वी थिंक इफ आई एम टोल्ड लाइक अ वुमन वॉज देयर शी वॉज रीडिंग बाइबल एंड शी रीड इन द बाइबल जीजस सेड इफ यू हैव द फेथ And if you order the mountain, mountain get up and get planted on the sea and it shall obey you if you have that faith. So she thought of doing this experiment. She opened her window and there was a mountain in front of her. And she ordered the mountain with all my faith in the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit. I order you, O mountain, get up and get planted on the sea. And she said, now let me give some time to the mountain. And she closed the window. She slept. She got up in the morning and she opened the window and saw that the mountain is still there. She said, I knew this. So this is not faith. Faith is absolute. If you have the faith, things will happen. If you know that some person feels that this, without this potato, I cannot survive. I need it. So you will need it. Without this wine, I cannot survive. I need it. Without eating 5 times a day, I cannot survive. So you need 5 times a day. It is your faith. It is your belief system. If you feel, yes, this is enough for me, it will happen. The body will listen. The cells will listen. You know, you have to do these cells of your body. They are living things. Every cell, talk with your cells. They will obey your command. You just have to convince them. Talk with your mitochondria. That's an energy source. It will listen to you. Whatever you tell them, they will follow. So what happened here? Every rakhi, har ek rakhi mein bhinna bhinna rang ke heere chamak rahe the. Heere ke andar, not just that now. Let us enter inside the diamonds. शक्तियों की लिखत थी। प्रोबेबली एवरी हाउ टू ड्रॉ डायमंड आई डोंट नो लाइक दिस समथिंग लाइक दिस ट्रायंगल दिस इज मरकाबा ओके लाइक दिस स्टार ओके सो इन एवरी डायमंड देयर वाज समथिंग रिटन शक्ति नेम ऑफ सम शक्ति सम पावर। बाबा ने ताली बजाई तो सबके हाथ में राखी पहुंच गई। नाउ लुक एट द different things. He just clapped his hand and the Rakhi was in everybody's hand. No need of any Sevadhari to distribute. He just does everything with a clap of the hand. So you can do this experiment. Just clap and the globe emerges in front of you. Just clap. You don't have to do anything. Just clapping. What you think. Now you have a food in front of you. You eat. Now you clap that without eating I am full. So this will also happen. It's all about faith. With how much faith you do everything. Newman Teresa was there. She survived the whole life with just the Eucharist. Eucharist is just one piece of bread, small piece of bread or any cheap anointed something. So that was her faith. She decided that nothing other suits me. This is the only thing. Just one day, half piece of bread, and she survived the whole life. Newman Teresa. So that is faith. It is all about frequencies. It is all about internal. How much your frequencies is resonating. So Baba is clapping and the rakhis are in everyone's hand. Sab rakhis ek harshit ho rahe the aur Baba Dada bhi meetha milan mana rahe the. Uske baad Baba bole, mere sikila de vishwa rakshak bachche, is rakhi ko sada dil mein saath rakhna, har shrimat ko palan karte karate rehna. So this is a beautiful experiment. That Baba thinks, Baba has a thought and everybody emerges. Then Baba gives drishti and everybody is happy. Then Baba is giving gifts and their tray is in front. And just with a clap, the rakhis are reaching everyone's hand. This is all a mental process. But do it with faith. Things will happen. The deeper your faith, the greater would be the result. As wherever your mind goes, the chi flows. Wherever your mind goes, the energy flows. That is a Taoist saying. So, it's a good experiment. So, Baba has given us Rakhi. You know, Rakhi. Why a woman ties Rakhi to her brother? So that he can give her protection. Is he himself protected? As we were discussing about freedom, those who themselves are not free, how can they free others? And what sort of protection? But society has is so hypnotized that you are weak, you are frail. Even Shakespeare says, women, thy name is, what is it? Frailty. It's the most famous saying. Woman, thy name is frailty. Your name is weakness. You are weak. And you need protection from your father. If you are going alone, don't go alone. Your sister, brother should be your brother, your father, your husband, your son. The entire framework is like this. They need protection. What protection? Baba is providing us with supreme protection. You don't need any human protection. You need divine protection. When you are under the divine providence, protection, you just don't need anything. You are free, you have power. There's nothing that makes you weak. You know, there is one register that is known as complaint cleanse register. Make a list of a small register and write down at night what complaints I had throughout the day. What complaints I made. Room is not good, lights are not there, this is not good, that is not, that person is not listening to me. Because these complaints become sanskars, expectations. The more you expect from somebody, the more you become sorrowful. Self-complaint, even that can lead to guilt. You're always complaining. That's why it is known as complaint cleanse. Clean all these complaints. Because behind each complaint, the reason is you have some expectation from somebody. The more expectations I have from you, the more the chances that I get frustrated. Every complaint brings me to sorrow. Every expectation takes me towards sorrow. That forget the nature of the expectation, but any expectation makes me sorrowful. If I give you something, I have the expectation that you should give me something back. If I give a speech, I have the expectation that people should praise me. If I sing a song, I have the expectation that people should come and say, your song was very good. If I give some stage performance, I have the expectation. Unknown, unseen, hidden expectation. If I lead a yogi life, I keep a hidden expectation that somebody should come to me and say, yes, this is yogi life. How do you do this? And when they don't do, what happens? There's a hidden frustration within me. just understand the nature of expectation. Expectation is making me strong or weak. When I walk, I have the expectation that eyes should look at me. I should become the center of their attention. If they tell me, who are you? I feel sorrowful. You don't know me. So, what is it that makes me weak? Complaints make me weak. Expectations make me weak. Desires make me weak. And when I become weak, I get dependent on somebody. The remote of my mood is in somebody's hand. If somebody doesn't talk with me, I feel upset. If I complain and my complaint is not heard or listened to, I feel unhappy. And every time there is an internal feeling that injustice has been meted out on me. This is not justice, this is injustice. So all these are known as negative feelings, which are going on in the subconscious mind somewhere. Now what to do with them? You cannot do directly anything with them. The first step is to become aware of them. Yes, this is happening to me. Just because we are on the spiritual journey, don't deny. How can this feeling be in me? This is not the feeling of a spiritual person. But because of this thing, the feeling gets suppressed. There is an emotional suppression happens, and emotional suppression leads to physical craving. The more you are emotionally suppressed, there is a physical craving. And these emotions are suppressed, why? Because we think that we are on the spiritual path. So how can such a low grade emotion can take upper hand of me? No, we just deny those emotions. The journey of emotional cleansing is about accepting, first of all, getting aware of that emotion. It's a very subtle emotion. Then second is, accept that emotion. Yes, it is there. Such desires are there. I don't deny it. Because of denial only, those desires has led to chronic suppression. Just because I am spiritual. Because this is a long, long journey. It's not the journey of one day or 2 days. It's a very big journey. People are on this journey from 50 years, 60 years. This is a long spiritual marathon which is going on. So the more the suppression, the more the frustration. And since we are in the spiritual path, this becomes all the more difficult. So accept emotions. Be aware of those emotions. Watch them as a witness. Complaint cleanse. What are my complaints today? I went to somebody, I told my problem, and that person doesn't pay any attention. Or I go with a lot of hopes to somebody, and that person provides me solution just 10%. While he could have done 100% justice to me, but he didn't. So, further depression, further frustration. So, every expectation leads to frustration. So, Baba is teaching something else. He wants us to become independent. He wants us to become free. He wants us to become as He is. So, today, keep that Rakhi tied. Okay? So, what are the different heroic skills Baba taught us today? First, with thought, you can emerge anybody. Second, with your drishti, you can do any miracle. Third, clap the hand. And what happens? Any Rakhi can go anywhere. You can distribute, you don't need any sevadari, any server. So all these are, where all these things are done? In the mind. So work on the concentration of the mind. The more the mind is focused and the more the mind is concentrated. You know how the hypnotist does. He makes you sit in front of you. He gives you drishti. And then you are gone. You are gone. Zombie. You just move anywhere. He tells you just go. And this is how things happen. So you are not. He tells you to scratch your head. You start scratching. He tells you your nose is bleeding. You hold and close. Though it is not bleeding. But you will make this. Because now your brain is under the control of his brain. And not just that, sitting at one place also, you can control somebody else's mind. If you are achieve that high level of concentration. So all minds are connected to each other. So these are human skills. Baba is talking of divine skills. These are even higher. सो आई विल रीड आउट अगेन. ऐसे शुभ आशाएं सुनाते हुए बाबा बोले, बच्चियां बहुत बिजी रहती है, आज बच्चियों को वतन की सैर कराते हैं. ऐसे कहते बाबा ने संकल्प द्वारा सबको वतन में इमर्ज किया. सो यू कैन इमर्ज एनीबडी विथ योर संकल्प, एनीवन. और सब अर्धचंद्रमा के रूप में, विच एवर वे वॉन्ट यू वॉन्ट, अर्धचंद्रमा, दिस एंड दैट, हाफ सर्कल और वी शेप्ड, दीज आर बाबाज फेवरेट, वी शेप एंड दिस हाफ सर्कल, दे विल कम इन मोस्ट ऑफ द मैसेजेस. बाबा एक एक बच्चे को मिथि दृष्टि दे रहे थे, स्नेह में समाये हुए जा रहे थे. कुछ समय बाद बाबा बोले, बच्ची बाप के पास बच्ची आई है तो क्या सौगात देंगे. मैं बोली, जो बाबा दे. इतने में देखा कि बाबा का कहना और एक ट्रे में बहुत सुंदर चमकती हुई राखियाँ थी. सडनली राखी इज हैव इमर्ज्ड. एक एक राखी में भिन्न भिन्न रंग के हीरे चमक रहे थे, हीरे के अंदर शक्तियों के लिखित थे. बाबा ने ताली बजाई तो सबके हाथों में राखी, जस्ट क्लैप एंड थिंग्स हैपन. दिस इज अ गुड एक्सपेरिमेंट, क्लैपिंग एंड द सकाश हैज ऑलरेडी स्प्रेड टू एवरीबडी. रक्षाबंधन फिनिश्ड, नो नीड ऑफ एनी फर्दर प्रोग्राम. बाबा ने ताली बजाई तो सबके हाथों में राखी पहुंच गई. सब राखी थे, खर्चित हो रहे थे. बाप दादा भी मीठा मिलन मना रहे थे. उसके बाद बाबा बोले, मेरे से किल्लत है विश्व रक्षक, बच्चे इस राखी को सदा दिल में साथ रखना, हर श्रीमत का पालन करते कराते रहना. सो कीप दिस राखी विथ यू ऑल द टाइम. एंड हु हैज गिवन मी दिस राखी? गॉड हिमसेल्फ हैज गिवन मी दिस राखी. सो वैन आई लुक एट दिस राखी, देर आर पावर्स. यू कैन हैव अ बैंड और वॉच एंड थिंक दैट दैट इज राखी and feel that all the powers are emitting. You can even do like this and send powers to somebody. So different experiments, these are all different visualizations, but this is how we keep our mind busy. Our mind otherwise has a tendency to go down. Desires, expectations, frustration, past ruminations, future worries, somewhere or other it will flow, or some bodily pain. It is small, but by thinking of it the pain becomes more. Or we keep on thinking of our past mistakes, our guilt consciousness, some complaints. So Baba is doing complete emotional detox, complete mental detox, complete pranic detox, and leads us, and he is leading us towards that stage of freedom. Om Shanti.